Mute your line.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
Collective Minds.
It is what it is.
What up, peace family? This is Brother Kev, a.k.a. Cosmic Kev.
And this is Rigel.
Peace and love. This is Brother Mufasa.
And we are Collective Minds Radio, y'all. We are back for another week, hopefully to have another, you know, powerful discussion like we do. You know, add some input to the dialogue for the week. We have a particular show as we talk about the St. Louis City and County merger that's been getting a lot of buzz here lately. So we're going to bring in our special guest here in a second. But before we get started, y'all, do we have any announcements? And how was y'all week?
No announcements on my end. Once again, another fantastic and blessed week. And that's about it. I pass on over to Mufasa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I enjoyed my week. Shout out to the brothers and sisters of March 28. I enjoyed spending time with y'all. Today, we had to get out there and battle that snow, which was nothing small thing to a giant.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, it did snow over here in St. Louis. I did have a quick announcement, y'all, just to the family and to everybody and really to myself as well. But I just want to stress the importance of time, right? Because time is, you know, it's an illusion for one, because the past and the present is just in your head. And all we have is right now. You know what I'm saying? I had a lot of things to do, and this week my time management was just terrible. You know what I'm saying? So just wanted to stress to the family that, you know, the only time we got is now, and if you got something to get done, you might as well just go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? Because tomorrow never comes. You know what I'm saying? You'll be saying tomorrow or next week, and that never comes because it's always tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, just to myself, like I said, I got to get better with my time management and getting things done accordingly, because time is one of our biggest assets, and a lot of people take it for granted. Like I say, get to it later, do this, do that. But it's important that if you have the means and ability to do it, just go ahead and do it, family. And like I said, I'm very much talking to myself as well as anybody who listens. So just the importance of time and making sure you protect your time, because time is money. And, you know, making sure it's productive as possible, and also treating yourself, you know, to some relaxation and getting your body and mental health and soul and all that stuff together as well. So balance is the key, and managing your time for this week coming up. So that's a challenge to myself as well. This week I'm going to be better with managing my time, and if I got to get something done, might as well just knock it out and go on to the next. You know what I'm saying? So That's my quick announcement, y'all.
Facts.
A little Cosmic Kev in there mixed with a little Brother Kev also, you dig? But, yeah, this week, y'all, look, we got a great show. I know we got a lot of people that call in from around the country as well. But we gonna take it. This show is going to be regional, and we're going to be talking about the St. Louis City-County merger that will be on the ballot in 2020. You know what I'm saying? So here at Collective Minds, we try to be ahead of the curve, start the conversation early, and try to get information out there to the people as early as possible. That way, when it shows up on the ballot in 2020, you dig, you can be educated and know which way you want to go. And we have a special guest joining us who's, very knowledgeable about St. Louis City, the history. He's also a business owner in the city. His name is Johnson Lancaster. We're here at Collective Minds. We affectionately know him as Baba J. Baba J, are you with us?
Good evening. I am here.
Good evening. Good evening. How you doing, Baba J? How you doing, sir?
I'm good. I'm good.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Thank you once again for sharing some of your evening here with us. This is Baba J's second time on the show, so we appreciate his presence every time he comes in. You know, it's always a phenomenal show. I guess just before we get started, if, people have not heard of you, what you do, you could just give us a little, some information that you would want the people to know before we get started on this conversation.
Currently, I'm the general manager of the Progressive Emporium and Education Center, which is a information clearinghouse and a holistic center located at 1108 North Sarah Street in the North Sarah redevelopment zone. We've been at that location since 2013, and this is kind of our most recent version of what we've done. We've been running something called the Progressive Emporium since 1981, and it's been in different locations, and this is the latest one. So what we try to do is address the mind, the body, and the spirit. We do that with a series of monthly holistic classes, and in supporting those classes, we provide products. Those products include literature, spiritual items, organic foods, household items, apparel, DVDs, and assorted other types of novelties.
Yes, sir. Hey, I wanted to take time also to thank Baba J myself, his brother Mufasa, because I always see Baba J out in the community, and anytime you have a question about anything, he's always there to lend his expertise. He don't shine your way. And I want to say I appreciate that, Baba J. So, like you said, again, you coming on and just being there for the community.
Well, thank you.
Yes,
thank
indeed.
You very much.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I second that as well. Go ahead, sir. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to say that one of the missions of Progressive is to be a source for information about African people and the African diaspora, the history, culture, philosophy, spirituality, and overall ethos of who we are and what we're about as a people, what our contributions have been to civilization, and what our legacy here is on the planet. So that's our main mission.
All right, I say. And so that's a nice segue into what we're talking about today. Family, if you're just joining us, this Collective Minds Radio. We have special guest Johnson Lancaster here with us to talk about the St. Louis City-County merger. And what you just said, Baba J, was absolutely correct, because we do want to talk about the impact on you know, the black community specifically when it comes to the St. Louis City and County merger. Now, just to give a quick backdrop, this is being pushed by a nonprofit organization called Better Together, which was started in 2013. And like I went over last week a little bit, they have a lot of support, you know, from people within government in St. Louis City, St. Louis County, people within academia. I know the mayor, Lida Crewson, is on board with the merger. Also, the St. Louis County executive, Steve Stinger, is on board. And also some other, you know, notable folks within, like I say, the government and legislature in St. Louis and St. Louis County. So I guess, Baba J, if you want to, what do you think about the merger, you know, overall? And then, you know, we'll dive into, you know, some deeper topics. But overall, what do you think about the St. Louis City-County merger? And do you think it would be good for the region?
I'm not sure what the benefits would be for the region in the current proposal. I think that if they're going, if there's going to be something like this that happens, it has to include more input from the people that are going to be affected. They claim that they've done a number of listening sessions throughout the metropolitan area, but I don't think they did any of these listening sessions in our neighborhoods. You know, I mean, our neighborhoods, I'm talking about North St. Louis and North St. Louis County, and in some of the South Side neighborhoods that have significant black populations. But generally speaking, I'm not too enthused about this in its current proposal. I do want to mention a few things about the backing that Better Together has for this. There's a gentleman named Rex Sinkfield, who's a St. Louis native, who's a graduate from Washington University, has a finance background, and went to Wall Street after he graduated and made lots of money managing hedge funds. He's a billionaire. So now that he's comfortable, he's come back to the St. Louis area and began to use some of his wealth to push certain policy initiatives. So two of the most successful ones so far have been, he got a ballot initiative that turned the control of the police department over from the state of Missouri to the city of St. Louis. And another ballot initiative after that that's going to reduce the number of aldermen on the St. Louis Board of Aldermen by half, from 28 to 14. Now, in terms of this latest proposal that he has backed by giving money to Better Together about 3 years ago, the city-county merger also has the support of Civic Progress, which is a group made up of the top corporations in the St. Louis metropolitan area, and the Regional Chamber of Commerce, which in and of itself is representative of the corporate community in the entire region. That includes not just the city of St. Louis and St. Louis County, but all the other counties that make up the St. Louis Metropolitan Statistical Abstract for census purposes, which include Franklin and Madison and Jefferson counties and Lincoln counties and Pike County and St. Clair County. So there's in St. Charles County, and there's kind of an attempt to remake the area in a way that will benefit some economic objectives that these corporations have. Now, I see the merger more as an opportunity for these corporate entities through reshaping metropolitan government to have control over land and how to use that land and the monies that are generated by these three entities. I'm saying three entities, I'm talking about the city of St. Louis, the county, St. Louis County, and then all of the municipalities in St. Louis County. There's 88 of those. So looking at this, if you look at the current revenue for the city of St. Louis that they generate, the city of St. Louis is the economic engine for the area. Although it has a population, a daily population of about 330,000 people that live here, the population actually triples when people come in to work. They come in from all over the area to work their jobs in St. Louis. And so,
right.
So those people are benefiting off of the commerce that is generated here in the city of St. Louis. And then they also come in for their entertainment, their sports teams, their fun, and also some other attractions that they gravitate to as a result of the city's presence here. Now, that generates, from a tax standpoint, a tax revenue standpoint, that generates about $786 million annually. So it's clear the city is wealthy in that regard. Now, when you compare that to St. Louis County, and when I say St. Louis County, I'm only referring to the unincorporated parts of the county that the county actually has jurisdiction over. Those are areas that are not municipalities, but are thought of as just basically St. Louis County. That area generates, in terms of commerce, $704 million. So right away you see that the city with less population but more commerce activity generates about $82 million more than St. Louis County. Now, when you take into account the 88 municipalities that reside in St. Louis County as separate municipalities, you group them together, and all of them with the commercial activity that they generate from their own efforts, they generate about $734 million collectively. Still, that's about $52 million less than what the city generates on its own. Now, the second thing that makes the merger of the city and the county attractive is that right now, there's a lot of vacant land and vacant buildings across the city of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And all of this land is ripe for redevelopment. Now, in vacant land in the county, they would have to run new electrical systems, attach that land to the grid. They would have to install new sewer systems and new water systems. New systems to carry natural gas. They don't need to do that in the city. There's infrastructure already in place. You have paved streets and sidewalks, and you have an electrical grid already in place. You have sewer systems in place. You have water systems in place. You just have vacant land over the top of all of that.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do maybe is do some upgrades, but not a whole lot. You just build on top of the vacant land. The other thing that's in place is the zoning. Lots of the places that are zoned commercial and residential, that stuff's already taken care of. So we've got an area in the city that is prime for redevelopment. These are the two major motivations for the merger of the city and the county. The proposal that was put forth by Better Together outlines a four-year process that kicks in if this is all approved after appearing on a November ballot in 2020. As of January 1st, 2021, the St. Louis County Executive, Steve Stringer, would become the interim Metro City Mayor. Lyda Crewson, who's the current mayor of what's known as the City of St. Louis, would become a transitional mayor, and she and Steve Stringer would oversee the combination of the city with the county and the combination of the 88 municipalities into what's now going to be called the St. Louis Metro City. This is a two-year process between 2021 and 2023. During that time, all elections in all of those jurisdictions will be suspended. Now, Mark Wrighton, who used to be the chancellor of Washington University, is in charge of the campaign to get this on the ballot and then to shepherd the campaign in a way statewide where it gets the votes for approval. He's also going to be involved in the committee that gets selected in 2021 to combine the city and the county. They're going to do away with the 88 municipalities and the city of St. Louis as we know it and come up with 33 municipal districts. These 33 municipal districts will form the foundation of a Metro City Council that has 33 council members. And these 33 members of the Municipal Council are going to be elected in 2023. And then in 2024, you'll have elections for Metro City Mayor and I believe the President and Vice President of the Metro City Council. The only other elected official will be the assessor. The assessor right now in the county is an elected position. In the city, it's an appointed position. All the city functions that are known as county functions will be done away with. There will no longer be a city treasurer, no longer be a comptroller, a president of the board of aldermen, a collector of revenue, recorder of deeds. All of those functions are going to be handled by four deputy mayors. And those four deputy mayors are going to be appointed by the Metro City Mayor. So there's a lot of moving parts here. The fire department goes away. The Department of Public Safety gets folded into another type of entity. The fire department, as it stands in the city of St. Louis, will become a fire protection district, very similar to the fire protection districts that exist in the county. And it will have its own governing board to pretty much be autonomous. The police departments for the suburbs and the county and the city will be merged. And there'll be one huge metropolitan police department. Not clear who's going to be the chief of that right now. In the city, we have a black chief.
Right.
And in the county, in the city, you have Chief Hayden. He's the chief of the St. Louis public of St. Louis Police Department. In the county, you have Belmar.
Belmar,
who's the chief of the county department. I don't know how that's going to shake out yet, but that ought to be very interesting to see how they think they're going to merge these police departments.
Yes, indeed. Now, if you're just joining us real quick, if you're just joining us, apparently this Collective Minds Radio, we are talking to Lancaster Johnson, a.k.a. Oh, I'm sorry, Johnson Lancaster, a.k.a. Baba J, and we're talking about the St. Louis City County merger. Now, I have heard that there's two aldermen that are actually calling for a recall on the St. Louis City Mayor Lida Cruson for actually supporting this. John Collins Muhammad and Brandon Bosley, I believe, are the alderman's name, that are calling for a petition, you know, going around getting signatures to get her name recalled. And there was an article in the St. Louis American. I just want to read a couple excerpts from this and then get Baba J, you know, comment on it. It says, both aldermen objected to the plan also because the merged Metro City would have a significantly smaller representation of African Americans than the city. It's a whitewashing of the voting electorate, Collins Muhammad said. African American representation is something this city and region have fought hard to achieve, end quote. Because it would undermine black political power, Collins said, the plan in its very nature is racist. Bosley also ridiculed the notion that the city-county merger would solve the region's many ills, some of them nationally notorious. This doesn't change the 200 murders in the city. It doesn't change the school system. Indeed, public school districts are untouched in Better Together's proposal. It doesn't change the children walking hungry on our streets. It doesn't change our homeless population, Bosley said. So with that being said, because I hear a lot of talk, I was listening to the guys from Better St. Louis talk, and one of the things that they were really focusing on and one of the quote-unquote issues in our region is crime. You know, they talk a lot about crime and how do we reduce crime and how do we make the streets safe and all that. From your perspective, do you think that this merger would help in reducing crime or, you know, making the streets safer, as they say?
That's kind of a distraction.
Okay.
When they say that they want to pursue the merger in a way that addresses crime. There's crime all over the metro area. Okay. I'm not sure that a larger police department, a consolidated police department, a metro-wide police department, is going to be able to more adequately address crime as it exists in the metropolitan area. I will say this, that the Better Together merger addresses the merger of the 21st Judicial Circuit, which is the city courts, and the 22nd Judicial Circuit, which is the county courts. It pulls them together into one large circuit. Okay, and presumably this will help handle some of those issues that happened with these suburbs that had night courts that were being used to soak black motorists and black homeowners out of their hard-earned monies that they make on their jobs to take care of their families. That's another feature of this merger, is to consolidate the courts. So as far as the question of political representation goes, you have in the suburbs, you have some suburbs that have black mayors and black city council people and black police chiefs. You have in the city, you have 13 black aldermen and about half a dozen black citywide elected officials. So there's lots of political representation you have on the state level with people serving in Jefferson City. You only have one black member of the city. No, I'm sorry. You have two black members of the county council now. The St. Louis County Council has two black members, Hazel Irby and Rochelle Walton Gray. Okay. I didn't mention that the county prosecutor under Better Together's plan becomes the sole prosecutor for the Metro City, what they're calling the Metro City.
Right.
So that means that even though Kent Gardner is the elected circuit attorney for the city of St. Louis, if this merger goes into effect, she will no longer hold that position. It will be Wesley Bell who will be the prosecutor for the entire city. I really don't think that it's going to make a dent initially in how they deal with crime. Now, you're correct. The merger doesn't handle how the schools are going to be dealt with. The districts, those districts are left alone by the Better Together plan. They leave those intact and leave them as special districts. The amendment calls them special districts. This amendment that they want to put on the November 2020 ballot would change the state of Missouri's constitution and do away with how cities are formulated right now. There's a particular process for formulating cities in state law. This amendment would do away with that process and replace it with this Metro City concept. And the Metro City concept, they want to put it in place here, but if they're successful in putting it in place here in the St. Louis area, okay, then they'll be able to duplicate it across the state. Now,
I wanted to
ask something real fast. Speaking on that school district, because I was going to ask about that. You know, you get your thoughts on that, the school merger, and that's interesting to me hearing what you and Brother Kev are saying about Better Together. They don't have a plan as far as that. You know, there's no talk about how you're going to handle it.
I don't think they want. They don't want us to touch the school districts.
Mm-hmm.
They're very clear in the amendment. The amendment that they're really trying to get control of the ability to levy taxes.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. They want to get rid of the earnings tax in the city. Lots of corporations don't like paying the earnings tax if they're housed in the city of St. Louis. So they pay payroll taxes, and they pay the earnings tax. Now, the payroll taxes, they just get that off of the checks of the people that work in those companies. The earnings taxes are paid out of the income of the corporations. Okay.
Right.
The earnings tax itself generates, the earnings tax in the city of St. Louis generates 30% of the general fund for the city budget.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So the city is able to, you know, use that money to provide services for the constituents. But one of the other objectives of this Metro City merger is to make it easier for corporations to call St. Louis home. And if they can get rid of the earnings tax, that'll quote unquote make the city more attractive, so they can attract more businesses.
Right, right. In order to bring in more jobs, is what they're saying.
Well, I mean, that's another red herring. The job,
right.
What they're really doing right now is most companies are becoming as efficient as they can be, so they don't have to hire as many more people unless they need them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, automation is helping them to consolidate a lot of job functions.
Right.
So that they can run more efficiently. The only reason for them to hire more people is if they're able to handle more business. Okay, and they need more people to do that. But right now, I don't think it's going to be the case. I mean, they always talk about wanting to generate more jobs, but then at the same time, companies are doing everything they can to make sure that they can do more with less.
Right.
So that's another distraction. I do want to go back to this whole thing about where our political representation is going to go, because right now, those municipalities that have black mayors and black city council people and black police chiefs and other types of and black clerks in those kind of positions, those jobs are going to disappear because those municipalities will no longer be, you know, they won't be in existence. They'll be merged into these municipal districts, of which are going to be 33. If you take 88 municipalities and boil them down to 33 municipal districts, they'll have limited functions to handle certain types of services. They'll be able to run the parks. They'll be able to provide trash pickup, but they will no longer have police or courts. The public works, all the public works will be handled out of the metro city. And so it's you know, basically it's a way to in some ways do away with us with the sovereignty and autonomy of these municipalities, which is one of the reasons why the St. Louis Municipal League, which is a group that is made up of all 88 of those municipalities, is against Better Together's merger plans. And they're trying to come up with an approach. If the merger is an inevitability, or if it is deemed to be a great idea, then this Municipal League is saying that they're going to put forth their own plan for a merger. But their plan is going to be based on the process that already exists in the Missouri Constitution for mergers to take place between municipal entities. Better Together's plan would get rid of that process too. It would amend the Constitution to eliminate that process that already exists in the Constitution for mergers to take place. And that's a whole other conversation we can have about what that process is. But now, going back to the city, first, if the current reduction in wards that's going to take place after the 2020 census and the redistricting, if that's still in place, if the Board of Aldermen have not put something on the ballot that people can vote on to repeal that, and they haven't done it yet, that's going to go in effect in 2021. So then the first blow to the city will be that it'll be reorganized from a ward standpoint. There'll be 14 wards as opposed to 28 wards. Okay. Now, there's 13 black aldermen right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And most of them are in North St. Louis. So there's maybe one. We have an election coming up on Tuesday. We may end up with a couple of more black aldermen in South St. Louis if they win. Okay, in the 15th ward and in the 20th ward, there are two people running, and if they're successful, then we'll have two more black aldermen, but they'll be from the south side, and that could actually give us a majority on the Board of Aldermen if that happens. Now, but going back to what I'm talking about, if there's a reduction in the Board of Aldermen by 2021,
mm-hmm.
Okay, that's gonna immediately, you know, bring chaos and cause. You can pretty much see that there'll be some black elected officials that are going to be out of luck. You know, they're going to be pushed out of their jobs. They'll push out of those positions. That's the first thing.
Right.
The second thing is if the merger gets voted and approved in 2020 and the clock starts ticking January 2021 to put this in place, then the next thing that will happen is that the city will be reorganized into municipal district. Based on the population of the city, each municipal district for the municipal city council is supposed to be comprised of 40,000 residents. Right now, in the city of St. Louis, a ward is comprised of 12,000 residents.
Mm.
Okay. So technically, whoever becomes a member of the county of the Metro City Council from one of these municipal districts in the city of St. Louis will have to deal with triple the population. And providing constituent services to three times the amount of people that an alderman would normally do. Okay, so I mean, you could look at it one way and say, okay, that's a larger territory for a city council member, and that according to this proposal, each municipal city council member gets two assistants to help them provide constituent services to their municipal district. Okay, that's part of their, you know, part of their office. They get two assistants. That's supposed to come out of the city budget some kind of way. So technically, the city would have eight municipal districts, and each one of those districts would be represented by a Metro City Council member. So now you go from 28 to 14 to 8 in terms of representatives for the city.
So now what would be the total in the if the Metro City, what would be the total as far as representation? It'd be 8 in the city.
And 25 others in the rest of the Metro City.
In the rest of the Metro City. Got you. So basically what it sounds like I'm hearing, and just real quick, if you're just joining us, family, it's Collective Minds Radio. We are talking to Johnson Lancaster about the proposed Metro City, which is a merger of St. Louis City and St. Louis County municipalities. And we'll get to the call lines here in a second. So what I'm hearing, Baba J, is basically, like I read the excerpt, it sounds like this is a whitewashing of the little power that we as black people do have in the city. And then when you look at the county, you know, there was a large influx of black people moving to North County. And they've been able to set up their own police departments, you know, court systems, so on and so forth. And basically what I'm hearing with this merger is that basically all that power would be consolidated, and, you know, it will bring in a lot of the people, you know, making decisions and setting up laws and governing and policing. That may not be good, you know, particularly for our communities. Am I seeing that right, or am I tripping?
Well, okay, let's put it in greater context. Okay.
Okay.
At a time when we're getting, it looks like we're getting more and more control and influence over our collective destiny.
Right.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
You know, we have people more interested in becoming entrepreneurs and creating our own opportunities.
Right.
Okay. And we have people who are becoming more interested in being property developers and starting to look at how to use some of this vacant land that I've been talking about. Now that we're starting to grasp what the potential of all that is, now here comes this other move by these other opportunistic parties to affect this land grab and money grab, okay, in order to pursue their particular goals and objectives. Now, it's not like they haven't been thinking about this merger. They've been looking at it for a while. Okay.
Right.
They wanted to do it for quite some time. There were three attempts that have been made since World War II using the constitutional process that exists right now in the state of Missouri. Like
right.
I say, that's a different conversation if you want to talk about that process. But they
well,
see
now,
a way,
now,
they see a way right now
say
to,
real. Go ahead, go ahead. I'm sorry.
To see a way to circumvent that whole thing and affect in short order this land grab, power grab, money grab, and do it in 4 years.
Right.
Now, there's a wrinkle. I'm like, if it's voted and approved in 2020, it starts in 2021 and becomes final. Everything in it becomes final by 2025. Okay.
Right.
But now there's a wrinkle here that you also take a look at. It's the city of St. Louis becomes something called a municipal corporation. And the municipal corporation is for purposes of retiring the outstanding public debt that the city of St. Louis has.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Interesting.
The outstanding public debts that all the other municipalities have will stay within their municipal districts, and they will take care of that on their own. Okay. There's a reason why they want to accelerate the paying off of the public debt of the city of St. Louis. There's two main reasons. One, it allows them to get access to that $786
million.
In other words, they say they're going to take 7 years to pay off the public debt of the city of St. Louis. After they do that, the city will be debt-free, and they'll have access to that money that they were putting toward the debt to do something else. Now, that also conceivably could improve the credit rating of the so-called metro city. First off, the metro city is not going to have a credit rating when it gets established. Okay. So
right.
They'll be working from, you know, square one. But if they're able to pay off the city's municipal debt real fast, then that will help them acquire a kind of like a blue chip rating, so they can float more bonds and do more with that through the new metro city. Now, they're not saying anything
right.
about the debt that the county has.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
They're not addressing what the public debt of the county is. Okay.
Yeah.
All they're concerned about is the public debt of what is now known as the city. What they're going to turn into the St. Louis Municipal Corporation. Okay. But the city has always been the crown jewel.
Yes, sir.
Now that you have the potential for the Board of Aldermen to have a majority black power after this coming election on Tuesday, okay, and you have two of the main members of the board of ENA are still going to be black.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have this, and you have several countywide positions in the city that are held by black elected officials. Okay. So you have right now you have the makings of some real black power in the city of St. Louis.
Right. Yep.
Okay. But all that could come to an end by 2025 if this merger takes place. And you already have these activists who are calling for community benefits agreements when new development comes into the city.
Mm-hmm.
You have people saying that there needs to be a greater focus on racial equity in the city. Okay, so there are these things that are coming up, they're bubbling up from the grassroots.
Exactly.
Okay? Where people are starting to say, well, this is our city, and we need our city to be responsive to us.
Right. Exactly. Yes, sir. I definitely agree. And I've been saying for a long time that the consciousness, like you alluded to earlier, the consciousness of black people rising, we're starting to, you know, be accountable for our situation, start businesses, be entrepreneurs, you know, learn, look at history. We're starting to to raise our level of consciousness, and I see a lot of moves being made to counter that particular effort, you know, that black people are having, you know.
Right.
And I see this as a larger counter to the grassroots movement, as you say, of things bubbling up. Now, I will say this. I think the real travesty in this is, and you kind of alluded to this earlier too, is that when it goes on the ballot, this is going to be a statewide vote, right? So it's not just a vote for the city and county who would be affected. I believe it's going to be a statewide vote. And anybody that knows Missouri know that Missouri is mostly rural, right? You have Kansas City and St. Louis, which are the two, you know, major metropolitan areas where most black people reside in the state. And the rest of the state is pretty much rural, red, you know, Trump country. So for them to put it on the ballot where it's a statewide vote, I think that's the travesty right there. Because who knows? These people are voting on something that at the end of the day is not going to affect them as much as it is the people who actually live in the city and county, you know, that's proposed to be merged. So am I correct in that? Will it be a statewide vote, Baba J? And then we'll get to the phone lines after this.
It would be a statewide ballot initiative, yes.
Statewide ballot initiative.
That means everybody in every corner of Missouri gets to say yes or no to this.
Exactly.
Okay, and basically, I mean, you know, you do have the, you know, liberal pockets like Columbia, Missouri, because of the college.
Right,
okay?
Right.
You do have black people, sizable populations of black people in places like Joplin and St. Joseph.
Joplin. Yeah, true. Springfield. Yeah,
And Springfield.
Can't forget Springfield.
And the area around near Branson. Okay, but ultimately, in Cape Girardeau and a couple other places. And then the black counties in the Boot Hill.
Okay.
But ultimately, there'll be lots of people who are going to listen to Better Together's argument about making things more efficient and saving taxpayer money. You know, and some people, is, you know, they'll be thinking about, okay, well, Jefferson City sends tax money to the city of St. Louis. So anything we can do to make sure that the city of St. Louis is more efficient so that they don't have to send that much tax money from Jeff City down there. Then let's just try that. But here's something that people don't even think about. And Lida Crewson alluded to this in an interview she did where she was telling people why she understood that Steve Stinger would end up becoming the Metro City Mayor and she would be taking a back seat. And eventually her position would end up being eliminated. She said she understood that because the county has more population, okay? But at the same time, out of her mouth, she says that the city of St. Louis generates 45% of the tax revenue that the state of Missouri, that the government for the state of Missouri gets.
Mm.
The city of St. Louis.
Right.
45% of the state's tax revenue.
Oh, wow.
Okay? That still tells you that the city of St. Louis is the economic engine, or one of the major economic engines, not just for this region, but for the state itself.
For the state, yes, sir. Yep.
Okay?
Yeah.
So, if this is on a statewide ballot, and there'll be people who think that they have a right to vote on that across the state.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and have the right to tell folks in the metropolitan area, in the region, how their government's going to change. More than likely, as a statewide ballot initiative, it has a great chance of passing.
Right. Yep. That's what I was saying. Yes, sir.
Now,
hey,
Now, I want to go back to this thing about the recall that John Collins Muhammad and Bannon Bosley want to put in place for Mayor Lyda Chrisman. Say they're successful in getting 196,000 signatures to put a recall petition on the ballot. That's how many signatures they got to get. They got to get 20% of all the signatures in the that's the wrong number. 196,000 is for what Better Together has to get to put this merger initiative on the state ballot. John Collins Muhammad and Bannon Bosley only have to get about 39,000 signatures. But basically, they have to get something that amounts to 20% of all the people that voted in the last major election in the city of St. Louis. That's the number of signatures they got to get. Okay. Say they're successful in doing that, and they're successful in recalling Lyda Chrisman. Okay. Depending on when they get that on a ballot. And then they have to have a new mayoral election. Okay. Now, that new mayoral election is going to take place within the context of whether or not this city-county merger passes. If they're able to get the recall done, let's say they get it done after this gets approved. Right? After the merger gets approved.
Right.
Under the terms of that current amendment, all elections would be suspended across the region during the 2-year transition period between 2021 and 2023. Mm-hmm. So technically, they might not be able to get this recall effort done if they don't get it done before 2021.
Right.
Hey, I want to add something in real quick because we're getting short on our time. We do want to give our, you know, some callers a chance to ask some questions. But I want to add something in about I went to some of these town hall meetings that Better Together St. Louis had back in 14 and 15. And I hope this has changed, the situation has changed. But then I noticed that there wasn't a lot of black people participating in these town hall meetings. So we need to get the word out. People go to bettertogetherstl.com, go to their website. They have town hall meetings scheduled, and go to more than one. There's one, if you're in the St. Louis City area, at the O'Fallon YMCA. It's going to be Thursday, April 11th. I'll be there myself. You know, go to this website, sign up, and get out and start, you know, asking questions and participating and seeing what's going on in your area.
That's right. I want to get to the call lines. See if we got some callers.
Right,
maybe have some questions.
Okay.
Roger.
Yeah, I do. Okay. We can get to the call lines. I do want to ask one quick question before we do this too. What are the chances of this happening? You know, does it look like it stands a pretty good chance of happening, or is this right now, is it kind of hard to say?
Okay, Better Together is right now on a petition drive to get 196,000 signatures to get this on the November 2020 ballot. They're able to pay people to go around and collect these signatures. They're collecting the signatures statewide. Okay. They've already submitted their budget language, their ballot language to the Secretary of State, okay, for the state of Missouri. So presumably they're assuming that they're going to be able to get the signatures they need if they don't have them already. They've had 5 years to do this. They've had a head start on this, and they've been working on this for 5 years. Okay, so
they
have the resources.
This is something to actually really pay attention to. This is not something
right.
to
they,
take
they,
too
they
lightly.
They have the resources. Okay. They have the resources, okay. and they're pushing hard to get this done. Okay.
Yeah, sir. And we're not out there educating ourselves
and you know, and we're not getting the word out. So some of this stuff go by, and you know, people don't pay attention. They don't know, don't pay attention. Then all of a sudden, bam, these changes gone, and you like, where did that come from? Like the brother say, this started years ago. So we need to be proactive in what's going on in our community.
Totally agree. Let's get to the call lines real fast. I know we're winding down. Let's go with area code 314-568. Call you on with Collective Minds. Do you have a question or comment?
No, I actually just told them. Just listen.
Okay,
thanks,
caller.
We appreciate it.
Try to grab one more call before we run out. Let's go with area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or comment?
Johnson, what are you doing hanging around with these guys?
He's
been gone 4 months, and you already, boy, I don't know what to tell you. But it's, I'm enjoying 70, 75 degree weather where I am, and don't even have to tell me what you're going through back there. But on this issue, earnest tax is only collected on employees. It's not collected on corporation. But you know the funny thing about the earnest tax? If you're a St. Louis City resident and you can work out in Wildwood, they still going to collect 1% of your wages is got to go to the city of St. Louis, which I think is really wild. But as far as this merger, I don't think this is going no place myself. And I have mixed feelings about it. Of course, you know, my legal address is not in St. Louis County no more anyway. But I have mixed feelings about it myself. I don't think you're ever going to get any development out of what you have now. I'm talking about bringing back neighborhoods and so on, so on, so on. And this is what you're talking about doing, what they're talking about doing now, looks like to me they're trying to, they're going to want to be taxing somebody. Somebody's taxes is going to go up. But I don't know. I have mixed feelings on it, Johnson. I know one thing. You have a large poverty rate in the city of St. Louis, about 27%. And your income is about 25% less than what it is. Medium income for a person is less than what it is in Kansas City. So, and you're moving everybody. Everybody's moving out of North County, and they're starting to see crime out there like never before. Heck, you ain't even safe at the White Castle lot. But I don't know. Hard to say.
Now remember last week,
you want to respond?
Yeah, you want to respond? Go ahead.
I don't have a response for Pianchi's observations right now.
Okay. Go ahead. Oh, okay. No response. Remember last week I said that it's a pretty good chance that this will go through because not only is it a statewide initiative that gets the vote on it, but they have this Better Together St. Louis has the support of a lot of people and organizations within the city, and I'm going to just give the list again. We have Ameren UE, Energizer, First National Bank, Major Brands, the St. Louis Cardinals, Mercy Health Systems, Benjamin Akande, you got Lida Cruson on board, you got Steve Stinger on board, Francis Slay, former mayor's on board, Liz Kramer, Capital Research Global Investments, Worldwide Technologies, U.S. Bank, all these people and entities are on board with this. And by the people, like Mufasa saying, by the people not enough people being educated on it and making, you know, an uproar, I think it'll probably pass, unfortunately. You know what I'm saying? Because
the thing
there's a lot of support going
mention,
on with
is
this.
You got people all up in Ellsbury, Missouri, Hannibal, Missouri, people in Texas County, people down on the Missouri-Arkansas border. Those folks, if you talk about raising their tax, they ain't gonna want to do that.
This has nothing to do with raising taxes on those parts of the state. It has nothing to do with that. It has everything to do with gaining control over the treasuries of these municipalities and the city of St. Louis.
Well, I don't think that's about. Yeah. Well, better if since you explained it like that, with my daughter living in an area in North County, I would be against that. Matter of fact, it's the area she lived in. Well, several North County areas that's still pretty viable. Spanish Lake, that area across 367 over around Jamestown, Bell Fountain is going through some times. But I would be totally against that. Heck, City of St. Louis can't even manage his own finances. And you talk about these other municipalities, they just going to have to, I guess, a surrounding municipality. I guess Delwood would be absorbed by Berkeley, and Moline Acres would be absorbed by Ferguson. I don't want to see City of St. Louis coffers controlling the revenue in these counties, because I can see these revenues having to go up.
Yeah.
And, you know, they don't have city pickup of trash in many. You have to pay for your own trash pickup. They don't have street sweeping and stuff like that. Yeah. But anyway,
well,
maybe somebody else is smarter than I am.
One of the things they're saying about the St. Louis Metro City, which would have the ability to collect all the taxes now, when the new St. Louis Metro City gets established, it'll collect all the taxes and usage fees from all of these different municipal entities that exist now. So you'll end up with a Metro City that has a budget, a multi-billion-dollar budget, and we'll start pulling in about $1 billion worth of tax revenues by 2023. Okay. At least $1 billion. It's going to be more than that, actually.
Yeah, I'm totally against it.
But
because you got municipalities out there that run a balanced budget, they have good services,
The amendment for this Metro City mandates and requires a balanced budget to be submitted. It's in the law. They have to do it. Otherwise, they're in violation of their own ordinance.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
something they have to do. I don't think this is an issue in terms of fiscal administration. What it is a major issue in terms of land use and the acquisition of all of that tax money. This is a power grab, a land grab, and a money grab. Okay.
So what are you saying? What land use are you talking about? The vacant land that's in the city of St. Louis?
Yes, that vacant land, and you start to see some of those same issues in North County. But the most parcels that are ripe for development right now, the ones that already have infrastructure associated with them that make it easier for them to be redeveloped are in the city.
Right.
Where are they going to get the money at to do that if they don't have the money now?
Well, I also said that they were going to try to retire the debt of the so-called city of St. Louis within 7 years, raise the credit rating of the city, and then they're going to go ahead and try to float some more bonds. But they'll be doing them under the new entity, the St. Louis Metro City. And if they do this the way I think they think they're going to achieve it, is they're going to make it easier for developers to come in and spend their resources to redevelop this property.
Right. And I find it interesting too that this is all on par with the National Geospatial Development that's happening as we speak on the old Pruitt-Igoe spot. And they're also putting a hospital down there as well. Go ahead.
What's Pruitt-Igoe? They're not building the NGA on what used to be Pruitt-Igoe.
Oh, right, correct. They've been in the hospital on Pruitt Igoe.
Right, right. They're building.
Right.
They're
right.
building NGA on that neighborhood to the north that they took over.
Correct. That is correct.
What hospital are they putting on Pruitt Igoe land?
Well, they call it a hospital, but it's really an urgent care facility.
Urgent care facility. Okay.
You know, lots of people are calling it a hospital, but it's going to be an urgent care facility, and it's really going to be there for the benefit of the people who are going to be working at NGA.
Yeah, that's what I figured. But that's going to be off a big-ass facility.
Yeah, they say, it said the urgent care and the emergency services, I believe, if I'm not mistaken.
So what you're saying is that with this income that's going to be coming in from all these surrounding municipalities, the city would be able to use that income as a collateral going toward bonds that they're going to issue for development?
Yep, I see that happening.
Yeah, well, I know damn well I wouldn't be for that.
Now, is this true? Now, I heard this too, Baba J, that St. Louis, you know, I heard the comparison of the people from Better Together. They kept comparing St. Louis to Detroit and talking about the bankruptcy in Detroit and kind of comparing it to St. Louis. Is St. Louis on the verge of a bankruptcy, or, you know, if we continue like this?
Okay, see, this is where it's disingenuous on their part. Number one, you can't really say that the city of St. Louis's finances are in a shambles. They are not. They're not. They may have, their credit rating may be less than what it was a year ago, but it's still a pretty decent credit rating as cities come and go, as cities this size. Okay.
Gotcha.
Now, technically, because they don't have to, let me put it like this. The city of St. Louis used to have close to 1 million population. It hasn't had that population since the middle 70s. Okay. By the middle 70s, the population was around 600 and something thousand. Now it's 300 and something thousand. Okay.
Right.
There's fewer people here. So technically, they don't have to provide services at the level that they used to have to provide them. You go through a lot of the city. Most of the city looks like it's been abandoned, except for neighborhoods in the central corridor and on the south side. Okay, and maybe some pockets and some pockets on the north side. But generally speaking, the city's pretty vacant right now. Okay, it is ripe. The city is ripe for redevelopment more than it's ever been. Okay, and that presents some financial and economic opportunities.
Right.
The city itself is not on the verge of going bankrupt. Its revenue is still pretty good. They say that they are operating at a deficit, but the deficit that they're operating at has to do with the outstanding debt obligations that they need to pay off. It's not because of lack of revenue. As I said before, the city's generated $786 million in tax revenue and usage fees. So they have money. Okay? They have money. Now, there are some skewed budget priorities. 53% of the city's budget is used to arrest, adjudicate, and incarcerate people. That's a huge chunk.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it is.
So right now, the police department, the court system, and the prison system in the city of St. Louis are eating up more than half of the city's resources. That's something that has to change.
Yeah, I agree.
It's not going to change by merging the city with the county, because in the figures I saw, when they merged the two departments, the police departments, when they merged all the police departments, the police department will go from having a budget of $250-something million to over $400 million.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's money that they're not even that they. I really don't think that the police department deserves to have that many resources. And then there's other resources that they have access to. Okay, that's not even part of the money they get from the city budget. Okay, They have monies that are grant monies and property seizure monies and other pots that they have access to. So as far as I'm concerned, you know, one of our major priorities should be to reorganize how that public safety money is spent with the police department,
right,
the court system, and the prison system.
Right. I agree.
You know, which is why you have a group of people that now want to close the city workhouse, and that's actually an excellent idea because they don't need it. They have a brand new justice center. They could easily transfer all those people at the workhouse into the justice center and still have space. So it's not,
right,
that wouldn't be an issue. What the issue would be is what you would do with the people that work there. What do you do with those jobs? Okay.
How would
you reallocate those people? Okay.
Right.
So you're either going to put them out of work or you're going to give them other opportunities to work for the city. Okay. That's one thing. Then we really have to take a look at some other approaches to public safety besides just arresting people and putting them in jail.
Right, exactly.
So
preventative.
So that's right. So I will say this for Wesley Bell and Kim Gardner. They are looking at alternative solutions to incarceration. Alternative solutions to convicting people.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yes,
true.
I agree.
Hey, I want to ask Baba J, also a caller, YouTube other care, this, you know, outside of the bettertogether.com site, you know, also, you know, here on Collective Minds, can you guys throw out any other sites or information where the people, the listeners, can do some homework, do some research, and to get more involved in what's going on? Because, like I said earlier, if the people don't start to participate more and get an understanding on what's going on, you know, stuff like this just happens, and, you know, you wake up one day and boom, you know, something like this happened. Like Brother Bianchi said, certain things he's saying already, I wouldn't vote for it. But a lot of people, especially people of color, don't participate and get involved in these things. So for our listeners, can you guys throw out some, you know, information or some sites where people can go to learn more about this situation with this merger?
Baba J, I'll let you go.
Right now, I don't think there's any decent counter analysis of what this thing is right now. But if you want to take a look at what some of the issues are, okay, there's that study that was done, For the Sake of All. Go take a look at that and get an idea of what the issues are that we need to be confronting. And there's Decarcerate St. Louis, which has a Close the Workhouse website. Then there's a Coalition Against Police Crimes and Repression, which is looking at real public safety and has a strategy for re-envisioning public safety in the city of St. Louis. Those are some of the sites that I'd say have some bearing on how we should be creating a new vision for the city of St. Louis that doesn't necessarily have to involve merging the city and the county.
Right.
But right now, like I'm saying, there's not a really good organized counter analysis of what this merger is going to mean, and that really needs to happen. Some people need to begin to come together and and look at why this is not really a great idea.
Yes, indeed. And
before,
I think you laid
Better
out.
Better Together, you know, Better Together has put together what they feel is, you know, their rationale for why this is something that's needed. It's why this is something that's necessary. And it's fully fleshed out, and they have control of the narrative right now. What we need to do is take control of the narrative and flesh out in a very reasoned and well thought out analysis why this is not a good idea. So
yes,
Brandon Bosley and John Collins Muhammad they've started to raise the issue of diluting black political power, and that's a good that's a good first start. But we really need to look into the nuts and bolts, you know, to get into the nitty gritty of this and show people how it's going to affect our black political representation.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I want to thank you, Baba J. I think you laid out, you know, some good information. You presented, you know, nothing but facts as far as, you know, the proposal for this metro city. So, yeah, we want to coming down to, like, the last 10 minutes of the show. You know, I just want to say thank you for coming on the show again. We always appreciate having you on. You know, we always learn so much, and I think, again, you laid out a good case and provided a lot of facts and information for people to do, you know, their further research as far as what's potentially coming down the pipeline. And I predict that it will be on the ballot in 2020. You know, will it pass? I don't know. If I was a betting man, I would say with the momentum and, you know, how they're building their case, it probably will. But, you know, that's more to come on that situation. So, yeah, once again, thank you for coming on and sharing. I'm going to let my brother Mufasa and Tanya get the last words here.
Well, basically, hey, the only thing I want to add is also also thanking Baba J for coming on again. And, you know, everyone, go down to Progressive Emporium Bookstore, speak to Brother J, participate in the store, you know, a great store there, books, sitting area, food, you know, so go down there and spend some money with the brother and get some knowledge as well. And he's a good brother, and we appreciate his work. So thanks again, Baba J. I really appreciate you coming on.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk about this subject.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sister Wright.
Oh, I do want to say there is an election in the city of St. Louis on Tuesday.
That's right.
There are several wards that are electing new aldermen. Ward 2, Ward 15, Ward 20, Ward 18. And there's a citywide vote for the president of the Board of Aldermen.
Right.
Several people
right.
are contending for that. I do urge anybody that lives in the city of St. Louis to go to the polls on Tuesday for sure. And these local elections are more important than national elections.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Yes.
I agree.
Yeah, that is correct.
Yes, these are people that directly affect your life on a daily basis.
That's right, that's right. And before we let you go, Baba J, if you want to give them the information, you know, on your store and if you're on social media, how you can be reached.
We have a Facebook page. We also have a Twitter page. Just put in Progressive Emporium and Education Center. We have an Instagram page. You can always come by at 1108 North Sarah Street, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 6. And you can call us at 314-875-9277. You can send us email at progressiveemporium@yahoo.com.
All right. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, y'all. Family, another great show. Thank you to our special guest, Baba J., also known as Johnson Lancaster from Progressive Emporium. Please go by and check him out. Look him up on all social media platforms. And we appreciate it. Again, you coming on and sharing some of your evening with us. Once again, this has been a great show and very informative for the family. So thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. All right, Collective Minds family, we just wrapped up another show. We were talking about the Metro City merger. This is definitely a resource where you can point to if anybody have questions about what's, again, potentially coming down the pipelines here in the city and county of St. Louis. You can point them to the archives of Collective Minds to check out this show. It's a lot of good information to get, you know, get you started if You know, you want to look and see what's going on, what's potentially happening with the schools, with the police department, with the parks, recreation, whatever. Definitely go back and check out this archive, appoint your friends and family, you know, to this particular broadcast. And like Brother Mufasa say, if you go on Better Together website, they have town hall meetings. You know, it's very important that you get involved and go take a look, especially if you plan on being in St. Louis for the next few years and raising a family or starting a business or what have you. You want to go check out these meetings and get involved. And the election, the local election for St. Louis City is this coming Tuesday. So hope y'all get out and get them votes.
And I'm challenging you. Don't just go to the town hall meeting in your area. Go out in some of them other areas too. Go to their town hall meeting so you can see how they operate. Other areas operate. You ain't just got to stay stuck and say, hey, I'm just going to worry about my little section. You know, spread your wings a little bit. Go out and see what other people are saying, what other people are talking about. Do your due diligence.
That's right. That's right. Yes, indeed. Roger, what you got going on over there?
Just want to just thank the two hosts for doing a great job. Thank all the guests for supporting us and all the listeners for supporting us and tuning in. And we look forward to you coming on next week and listening again. We should have another great show for you guys. So I just really appreciate everybody for supporting us. And this was a good show, good information. I'm sure everybody will go out and vote on Tuesday for whoever you want to vote for. And just looking forward to next week. We have another great show, so stay tuned and follow us on all social media as well, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. And we look forward to,
you can email us.
To continue to build.
You can email us. Yes, indeed.
Thank
yes,
you.
Indeed.
Signing out. Over and out.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square. We on the curve. We about to earn. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about. Whether it's owning or a new point, calling with your new point. From head to our collective, a colorful perspective. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things. We've been going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who we been a peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking
like. Collective Minds.
What they thought?